What is wasting away under your watch? Most of us would probably hope nothing is wasting away under our watch or under our supervision, but there's more than likely something you are holding on to or not using that should be let go of or put to good use. I'm going to be real honest with you. I'm a keeper, meaning I hate to let go of things. I get not only sentimentally attached to things, I also keep things for the sake of having it, just in case somewhere down the road at some random point or season in my life, I might need those things. Yes, the struggle is very real. I'm aware of it, and knowing is half the battle. We've had yard sales and cleared out stuff, and in the midst of it all, I do lots of praying and reminding myself of what is true as I watch people walk away with my things for a fraction of what I paid for them. You know, they say your mess often becomes your ministry. Well, I'm sharing out of my mess today. So if you're watching this in the smack middle of your own mess, know this. You're not alone. It's okay. Take a deep breath. There's truth and balance to be found as you pray over and through whatever you may be surrounded by or holding on to today. It's good practice to climb out of the foxhole of life and get a 30,000 foot view of what you're managing well and what you're not. What are you using? What are you not? No, this is not an easy thing to do at times, but it's good awareness, which can lead to action, which can lead to a more fruitful and available life for what God wants to do in and through your life. This applies to tangible things as well as giftings and talents. Let's start with the stuff. Matthew 6:19. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Where is your treasure? Is it piled up in the garage or stored up in your closet? Again, there is balance and grace abounds, but what are we hanging on to that we need to let go of? I have a sticky note on my mirror that says, keeping things I do not use is wasteful. Now, to some that may be extreme, but there is truth there. I truly believe the more we let go of the things and stuff of this earth, the more our minds and hearts are freed up to focus on the eternal. That is where God wants our heart to be focused. Now to look a bit deeper. Everything we have comes from God. All of our resources, as well as our giftings and abilities. As a believer, we are given spiritual gifts, which are designed to build up the church, spread the good news of Jesus, and glorify God. Are we using our gifts? Or are they wasting away because we are held back by fear, self-doubt, comparison, or we'd just rather sit back and watch someone else use all of their gifts? The truth is, you were created for good works, using everything God has fully equipped you with through your spiritual gifts, talents, desires, and passions to build up the body. Don't let any of it waste away. Ephesians 2:10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. God loves you. You can trust he is enough. What that means for those of us who may keep things a little too long, we can let go and focus on treasures that are eternal. And we can walk out each day confidently knowing we aren't wasting a thing because we are fully living out who God has uniquely gifted and created us to be. That's the truth. Stewarding well the gifts, talents, and blessings God gives us in this life is what leads to hearing, "Well done, good and faithful servant," in the next. I'm Lori Klein.